From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we heard the voice of cantor Yosula Rosenblatt. And then we received an email from a different Yosula Rosenblatt in Colchester, Connecticut, thanking us for the profile, and he writes this. I happened to mention to an aspiring cantor that my name was Yosula Rosenblatt. He promptly turned to me and said, if you are Yosula Rosenblatt, then you must be Yosula Rosenblatt the third, because there will never be a second one.
Many of you wrote to us about our colleague Linton Weeks. On our program on Friday, he shared his experience of the death of his two sons.
On July 23, 2009, as they were driving home to be with us, Stone and Holt were killed by a massive tractor-trailer truck. It plowed into their car while they were stopped in traffic on a Virginia highway. We received the heart-smashing news on an early Friday morning. Ever since that instant, we have been wandering through a painful, meaningless, surreal world and feeling very alone.
Listener Claire Smith of South Beach, Oregon writes, I was deeply moved and humbled by Linton Week's story. My husband and I have been enjoying our first week as empty nesters, yet here was a profound reminder of how blessed we are to have our kids in our lives.
And Amy Crawford of Seattle writes this. My husband and I lost our baby a few hours after she was born earlier this year. Every day, I feel as though the world does not recognize or even acknowledge the severe grieving experienced by parents who have lost their children. I feel so isolated and outcast from the rest of the parenting world. But there I was, driving home on a Friday night, and there were voices of parents who spoke of the exact same feelings I have. And she continues, I wish my words could more eloquently express what a difference that story made to my typical Friday night.
You can share your words with us at our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.